Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's EV Car Club has hundreds of members and growing. EV owners, enthusiasts, and really anyone interested in learning more about electric vehicles is encouraged to sign up at mte.com/EV Car Club. It's time to chat about Steered Straight and Steered Straight 2, Furniture and Thrift. And Jennifer Sanchez is in this morning to join in on the conversation. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Awesome. Well, we've got spring weather and got summer ahead. So we're going to talk a little bit about that coming up here in just a few and what that means at the store. But maybe just kick us off by telling us about Steered Straight in the ministry.
Sure. So it started with Michael DeLeon and his wife, Darla. He goes to schools and he talks to students about drug and alcoholism, suicide and bullying, vaping, addiction. And him and his wife have been doing this for about 18 years now. In a nutshell, it's his life story. He's been there, done that. He started drinking and smoking at the age of 11. And unfortunately, there was also some abuse in the family, and they just kind of snowballed from that. And eventually he started dealing in drugs and got into some really bad gang stuff. And his mom actually died from part of those reasons. She was killed. And he went to prison. He went to prison for about 12 years. And while he was in there, there was a program in there called Scared Straight, where they brought in younger kids who were already kind of going down that path, and the inmates, and they're trying to scare them to not do anything wrong or to try to scare them straight. And by this time, he's changed his life around, given it to the Lord, and said, okay, the whole scaring thing doesn't really work. How can we get ahead of this? How can we prevent it? And that's where he came up with Steered Straight, and to steer the youth in the right direction. And they got into schools. They got into schools and started talking about what he went through and what he did, and actually how a lot of teachers reached out to him and his principal at the time, trying to really help him and save him. And he just kept saying no, and kept putting his hand up. So he really encourages the students to talk to the teachers who are trying to talk to the students.
Yeah. And I know this is not a native area, but he and Darla made the move here to Middle Tennessee and wanted to get out of the Northeast, I think.
Yeah, they're originally from New Jersey. New Jersey. And they moved here 5 to 6 years ago now. And yes, needed a fresh start, needed to get out of there. It wasn't the healthiest situation overall, just being in that area. And they actually visited Nashville and Tennessee multiple times. They love Nashville, especially coming here for like the Dove Awards and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Or K-Love Awards. I remember her telling a story about that. So they always came in to go to those award shows, and they loved the Christian concerts down here. And so they just really, so Tennessee just grew on them, and they just knew they wanted to move out where they were at and get somewhere healthier and better. And Tennessee was definitely it. That would be my story too, in a little bit, that Tennessee was a healthier state to live in than Illinois. So that's why we moved out too.
Well, and I really think that once Steered Straight came to the Middle Tennessee area, it certainly has grown by leaps and bounds over that time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they have their own office, their own ministry base, and he actually has additional speakers now. I think once upon a time they kind of dabbled with that, trying to see how they could work with it. But definitely in the last 3 years, they actually have other keynote speakers who come on board and go and talk to schools. So he's only one man. And if he's getting doubled and tripled booked, they have other speakers that go out and they give their testimony. So again, their own life story, their testimony, but they're still giving overall the information of Steered Straight.
Sure.
So there is kind of just a general base of, you know, what vaping does to a brain and alcoholism and bullying and what happens here and what has happened to other people who were addicted and people who died from it and people who lived and came out and flourished. So there is an underlying story that is overall that anyone could speak on that behalf, especially if you're very passionate about that. But then they also give their own story.
We are talking with Jennifer Sanchez today. She is the manager of the Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift. And that came about, I guess, right around the time of COVID, just to, well, maybe explain how the beginnings got on, how it all started.
Sure. So, yeah, about 4 years ago, so schools closed down and Darla and Michael are going, what do we do? And people, how they knew them, how that even got started, I'm not exactly quite sure, but they had but their office was big enough where there could be like a little storefront up front. And so people were like, were saying, I can't give you any money right now. I'm not working, but I'm cleaning out my house like everybody else was at that time. Can you take donations? And so it was kind of just manifested itself. It just kind of happened overall. And they really liked that idea. They really thought maybe this is a good movement. Who knows when we get back into the schools? Because at that time, they really just didn't know. And they said, okay, well, let's go rent a building. And they did. They started renting they started renting a building. So our first place was off of, well, there was actually a store before that. But our first store was Middle Tennessee. And then about a year and a half later than where I'm at right now off of the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, that store came about. So because they just kept getting more and more stuff and furniture wise. So that's how the store opened up off of Murfreesboro or off of Middleton. Oh, boy. MLK.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. There's too many names.
I know.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah. So it just started a small little boutique. And now we have this wonderful store.
Yeah, and it is going strong out there on MLK Boulevard, and that is the location. You were able to move everything into one centralized place there, and lots of offerings. You mentioned a lot about furniture, but I think you said you've got summer clothes and stuff out, right?
Summer is out. It's out. It's in full swing. We've got swimwear. We've got shorts. We've got tank tops, dresses, t-shirts, you name it. Summer is out. And yes, and then we've got home decor. We've got linens. We've got kitchens. We have furniture. Kids clothes. We've got lots of kids clothes. Kids toys. We even have a hardware area. So the guys who like to pick in through tools. We've got a hardware area. We've got electronics area. We've got sporting goods. So I think we've kind of got a spot for everything for
Sounds
sure.
Like it.
So yeah, but yeah, summer is definitely out. It's in full swing. And right now we actually have a Star Wars theme that's up front. It's pretty cool. So we were kind of going off the pun of May the 4th be with you.
Oh, I see. Gotcha.
So that was a lot of fun. They had a great time decorating that. So we still have some Star Wars stuff up right now. And then obviously we're going to get ready for Memorial Day coming up in a couple weeks.
So anything you see on the floor, it's you can buy, right?
The majority.
Majority?
Yeah,
okay.
I can't sell the shelf that I've got decor on.
Oh, well, sure. Yeah.
So I get asked that all the time. Hey, well, can you sell the
shelf?
Do
you really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because it's just a regular house shelf because I've used stuff that we received and go, oh, gosh, let's use this to display stuff. So, yeah, I get asked that all the time. Like, I really need to display those items. I'm really sorry I can't sell that right now.
I was just thinking about all the Star Wars things, you know.
Oh, yeah. So all all the Star Wars stuff is up and it's ready to be sold,
So if you see a display that you really like.
Yes, we do. We love putting up displays up. Yeah, we just had prom dresses up just for prom that just happened with the kids. And now Star Wars came up and then we'll have Memorial Day. And then Father's Day, we'll have a whole Father's Day theme coming up here in June.
Yeah, maybe a great place to find something really special for mom here before Sunday too.
Yeah. So we do have, I feel like they always ask me like, we need to do a mom's display. I'm like, mom likes everything in here. I'm like, I always tell them like, yes, we can do a display. We can make it cutesy, but I'm like, I'm a mom. Just give me the whole store. I'm like, I like the whole store. Let me go shopping for clothes. Let me go over to linens. Let me go get that decor piece. So, yeah, I'm just like, I feel like the whole store is a mom store.
Sure. makes sense there. Now, springtime is often a busy time for yard sales and garage sales and things. And you were kind of telling me that, you know, you don't get rid of everything generally. And so if you've got good things that I mean, you could pick up
absolutely.
Even, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So everybody know now, I'm usually typically 2 weeks out. I pick up on Wednesdays because that's the day I got the most muscle. So that's kind of a heads up. So if you know you're going to have a yard sale, a garage sale here in the next month, in the next couple of weeks, call me. Go ahead and schedule that ahead of time. Like I said, I'm usually about 2 weeks out on that. But yeah, we'll come out and pick up that. Just bring everything back in your garage. We'll come out that Wednesday. We'll pick up all those yard items, that garage sale items. Absolutely not a problem. There's a couple of houses that have gotten together and they're doing a sale together. We'll come out for that. But yeah, just give me a call, 615-896-5730. Just give me that heads up. So if you know you're going to do something in the next couple of weeks, call me today.
Yeah.
Just to call me today because I'm usually booked out a couple of weeks.
Make sure that and all of the proceeds from the thrift store go back into the ministry.
Absolutely.
To keep Michael on the road and keep things going there.
We got to keep him out there and keep him talking because not every school's got money. And he doesn't want to leave any kid behind. And plus, he also does like a prison ministry, too. So there's quite a bit that he does, even throughout the summer. So even there's about 2-3 weeks where schools are closed down in the middle of summer. He's out there doing ministry. He's still doing the prison ministry, or he even go because teachers still are in school. So he'll go and talk to teachers, do parent academy. So he's still going.
And those plane tickets aren't cheap.
They are not.
And car rental and all that, right?
Yeah, he's got to do it all. So if we get a school, because if he's somewhere like right now in Colorado and he's got a school booked, but all of a sudden another school pops up and says, hey, please add me in. So he might have to stay the next day kind of unexpectedly. That's where the money goes in. The money goes right in there for him to stay that extra night, to keep that car rental the extra day, whatever the plane ticket to move over, whatever that might look like. So, yeah. We take care of that for
And, him. You know, it makes more sense if you are in Colorado and you have someone from Colorado call that you just stay instead of going back and forth.
Back and forth. Know. Yeah, and they do. When they get schools booked in that area, they start calling around. They start calling in that local city, those schools, and be like, hey, we're coming out these dates. We're going to do this for this particular school. Are you guys interested? Here's the information. So we try to book as much as possible in that school that they go to. So whenever they book it, they're sure. start calling. They have a team to do that.
A lot of arms that, you know, a lot of motion that goes into making plans for
it
trips.
It is. Yeah. Cause we're trying to make it worth it. You know, if he's going to drive out there to, you know, or drive or fly, you know, to, you know, Nebraska, Idaho, wherever that might look like, we want to be able to reach as many as possible.
Sure. Well, I appreciate you coming in, Jennifer, and it's always fun to have a chance to catch up with you, and I guess we'll do it here in a few weeks.
Absolutely.
All right, sounds good. Jennifer Sanchez joining us today in studio with Steered Straight to Furniture and Thrift. It's on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and if you remember where the Old Rose is, it's across the street. If you remember where AG Sporting Goods used to be, that's the location right there as you're headed down the old Mercury Boulevard, MLK Boulevard, toward the Rutherford Boulevard area. All right, there you go. Have a great day, everybody. We will see you back here tomorrow on News Radio WGNS for another edition of Rutherford Issues.